May 27th, Louis Zamperini.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Family and friends had little hope for young Louis. He was a thief and a bully, until he joined his high school's track team. Soon, he became one of Southern California's best high school athletes. Louis competed at the 1936 Olympic Games and was a leading candidate to break the 4-minute mile barrier. He was all set to compete at the 1940 Olympics, but World War II preempted the Olympics that year. The Army Air Corps beckoned, and Louis served as a bombardier and ran search and rescue missions. On this date, in 1943, while on a search and rescue mission, his plane lost power and crashed into the Pacific. 8 of the 11 crew members died instantly. Louis and 2 other survivors of the crash drifted for several weeks before heat, dehydration, and near starvation took the life of one of the survivors. 2 weeks later, the Japanese Navy captured Louis and his fellow castaway. They had drifted almost 2,000 miles. Louis was held as a prisoner of war for the next 2 years, and he endured brutal conditions until he was liberated in 1945 following the Japanese surrender. Broken in body and spirit, plagued by post-traumatic stress, Louis became dependent on alcohol. He credits a Billy Graham sermon in 1949 with turning his life around. Louis went on nationwide tours to discuss his conversion, and he started a wilderness camp for troubled youth. In 1950, Louis returned to Japan to meet and forgive many of his former captors, who were now being held as war criminals.
8 leads to death. If you want to live, forgive. World War II hero Louis Zamperini drifted through life, even after he was rescued from 47 days in a lifeboat lost at sea. As a B-24 bombardier, he had flown many missions and completed them under fire. On May 27, 1943, Zamperini and his crew were flying a search and rescue mission over the Pacific Ocean. With 11 men on board, 2 engines lost power, and the plane took a nosedive into the sea. Only 3 survived the plunge: Zamperini, pilot Russell Phillips, and tail gunner Francis McNamara. McNamara survived 33 days, but somehow Zamperini and Phillips managed to hang on longer. They drank rainwater collected in their raft and devoured whatever birds or fish they could capture. Sharks encircled the raft in search of blood. Shockingly, the men's weight plummeted to under 100 pounds. One day, a low-flying gunner riddled the ocean with bullets, barely missing Zamperini and Phillips. In desperation, Zamperini promised God that if his life was spared, he would seek him. He was bargaining with God, but didn't yet know what he was bargaining for. The men drifted 2,000 miles and were somewhere between Hawaii and the Philippines. Finally, a boat patrol approached, but it was Japanese. They hoisted Zamperini and Phillips into the boat and shipped them to a prison on the mainland. Prison was brutal. Zamperini was singled out for extra abuse because he had been a U.S. distance runner and a popular Olympic hopeful. One man named Matsuhiro Watanabe used clubs, belts, and even his own fists to beat Zamperini mercilessly. He developed murderous thoughts toward Matsuhiro and filled his mind with hate. After the war, Zamperini came back to a peace and hero's welcome, but war still raged in his heart. He drank and lived recklessly. And there were nightmares, horrible nightmares, that wouldn't go away. One night, he woke and found himself strangling his beautiful wife, Cynthia. He had thought he was strangling Matsuhiro. Something had to change, and it did. It wasn't long before Cynthia told him she wanted a divorce. Concerned neighbors invited the couple to a Billy Graham crusade in Los Angeles. Cynthia attended and received Christ into her heart. Afterwards, she told Louis she no longer wanted a divorce, and she convinced Louis to attend with her. The first night, he stormed out. Incredibly, he agreed to return the next night and nearly left. But then something stopped him. He thought about how God had saved his life. He remembered his promise on that life raft. And a review of his godless years played itself out. He knew he needed Christ, so he turned right around and went back to the prayer room. He later explained, "I dropped to my knees and for the first time in my life, truly humbled myself before the Lord. I asked him to forgive me for not having kept the promises I had made during the war and for my sinful life. I made no excuses. I did not rationalize. I did not blame. God had said, 'Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.' So I took him at his word, begged for his pardon, and asked Jesus to come into my life." Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Louis's marriage was restored, and the murderous thoughts he had were lifted. He wrote Matsuhiro a letter telling him he had forgiven him. He even traveled to Japan to face his prison guards, now imprisoned themselves as war criminals, and he forgave them. Louis Zamperini was a new man in Christ, finally able to forgive his captors and experience true joy in the Lord. Who is God asking you to forgive? Now, will you take that step? Hate leads to death. If you want to live, forgive.
Hello, my name is Todd Chobotar, coming to you from Orlando, Florida. On today's topic of forgiveness, I have a very personal connection. A number of years ago, I had the privilege of editing and publishing a book about the healing power of forgiveness called Forgive to Live: How Forgiveness Can Change Your Life by Dr. Dick Tibbetts. And it's from the idea of forgiveness that our challenge comes for today. I actually want to challenge each of us to experience forgiveness on three levels. First of all, forgiveness from God. There are things that we've all done in our past as men that we're not proud of, that we need forgiveness from. I know I certainly do. So I want to challenge us first and foremost to accept forgiveness from God. Second of all, it's important that we experience forgiveness by being willing to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done in the past. I have this quote from C.S. Lewis that I love that says this: "If God forgives us, we must forgive ourselves. Otherwise, it's like setting up ourselves as a higher tribunal than God." If God has forgiven us, then we need to be able to forgive ourselves. That's the second challenge. The third challenge for today is then to be able to forgive others. Just as Louis Zamperini did in this story, we too can truly forgive those that have done us wrong, that have even intentionally chosen to hurt us. So, men, today I would love to pray for you and pray for myself that we would be able to experience forgiveness on these three levels. Let me pray for us. Father, all of us need to experience forgiveness and then give forgiveness. So, Father, I want to pray today that each one of us would, first of all, accept the forgiveness that you so freely offer us in Scripture. And second, Father, that you would give us the strength to forgive ourselves for the past mistakes that we've made. And finally, Father, give us the strength to truly forgive those that have hurt us, so that we can live like Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.